The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
You may have seen headlines in the UK this week suggesting that many people come back after the Christmas break planning to quit their jobs. One paper reported that a quarter of workers say their jobs make them unhappy. So what's really going on as we head into 2026? I'm joined now by jobs and careers expert Donald O'Donoghue, Managing Director of Sanderson. Donald, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So what is going on?
Well, what we're seeing is a real misalignment. So the data is correct. About one in ten workers are planning to hand in their notice this month. And 25% of workers are saying that work makes them unhappy at the moment. Now, that happens every year at this time. There's a couple of different drivers of it. We see that the Christmas break creates a little bit of distance between work and home life. Mm-hmm. And it gives people the space and time to reflect. But we're talking to thousands of candidates and thousands of job seekers every month. And what we're hearing is really interesting this year because it's different. So what we're hearing is that it's not so much that they want to leave their company, but they feel misaligned with their role because of the pace at which roles are changing. So with AI, we're seeing six different types of AI in the workplace at the moment that people have to keep up with. We're seeing a higher demand on them for critical thinking and decision making, with a lower demand for repetitive tasks as these are moving out. And the real challenge that we're having is that organisations, not all of them, but many of them, are looking at their workforce planning, they're looking at their organisation design, and they're saying, OK, we need to hire X amount of people with these skills. And then they're going and they're selecting a job spec that was probably designed in 2016 or 2018 when work was very different. Mm. So workers are feeling that the role is changing, their outcomes are changing, their pay isn't necessarily changing, and it's creating a real misalignment between the employer and the employee.
I know you believe that maybe people don't need to change company, but if they could change the nature of their job within the company that they used to be happy in, that might make them happy again.
Exactly. It's down to role design. And so this is where organisations need to be a little bit innovative. There's such a need for ongoing training and skill development, what we're calling micro-credentials. Because if you think about it this way, if you remove, say, the careers like medicine, accountancy and legal, and go into the more kind of general business careers, what somebody studied when they were 19 or 20, maybe 15 or 20 years ago, is so irrelevant now compared to the skills that are required in the workplace of today. So organisations that invest in people, invest in developing their skills and constantly look at redesigning their roles, allowing people to get involved in more development, get involved in more project-based work, they're the organisations that are getting higher engagement. The organisations that don't move quickly are the ones where engagement is really in decline.
So you've got somebody who feels that this misalignment has happened to them, and they go to their employer and say, I'd like to do something different, and their employer says, are you not fulfilled doing what you're doing? No, I feel like I'm doing nothing every day. Thank you. Out you go.
Well, you see,
you know, you'll be dismissed because you're no longer seen as necessary.
Well, I think the problem with this is role design doesn't sit in any one particular functional area in a company. It's a combination of the leadership team. It's a combination of the HR or people team. And a lot of the time, it's also a combination of the finance team when it comes to budget approval. And the problem we have is that those different functions are working sometimes in silos and they aren't moving quickly enough to keep up with the organisations that are more agile, that are working this way.
So what would you say to people who are thinking they're among the 10% that will definitely hand in their notice in January?
Well, look, you'll always see a little bit of this and there's some different drivers for it. Like there are some people that need to move roles and that maybe put it off in 2025 because they were hanging on for the year-end bonus or there was some uncertainty in the market in 2025. So you'll always have a little bit of that. But I think it's about looking at, you know, what are the drivers of motivation? What are the drivers that they want in their career? And, you know, there's no one size answer for everybody here, but it's really about looking at, is it the organisation that's wrong or can you enhance your role by speaking with your line manager, speaking with HR and seeing where the actual mismatch is?
Now, you mentioned something interesting there about people hanging on to get the bonus, the end of the year bonus. I've heard tell of some companies that put kind of handcuffs on you. You know, you got your bonus, but you can't leave until whenever, you know, 6 months in or whatever, or else we'll take it back.
We don't see that in the market. What we tend to see is organisations increasing, for more senior hires, increasing notice periods in contracts where, you know, the standard might be a month's notice, but the more senior you become, it might be 2 or 3 months' notice. What we're seeing more of when it comes to bonuses is staggered payments. So rather than leaving the entire bonus until, say, for example, November or December, you'd have a mid-year or quarterly bonus to try to drive retention. But that's a really short-term view of how to look at engagement. Money is seldom the number one driver that creates churn in organisations. Engagement is far more important.
Someone says on the text screen, quit jobs in January. Why? Because you're coming into spring and good weather, summer to look forward to and new possibilities, and Christmas expenses largely behind you. Lucky you.
Yeah, unless you've got the credit card maxed out. Really depends, doesn't it?
Yeah, I suppose new year, new you, that kind of attitude that people feel they can do better. There is a cautionary note, though. It's easier to get a job when you have a job.
It's absolutely true. And that's where a little bit of planning is needed. So if you are in that category of people who it is time to move companies or move organization, it's about really putting time into it as if it was part of your day job. So in the evenings, you need to set up all the alerts. You need to follow the companies that you're interested on their websites or on social media. And you need to stay up to date with what's happening. But just to touch on one of the demands that's creating a mismatch for people, there are 6 categories of AI that are affecting most roles now. And there's a lot of, senior managers in organisations. And when you mention AI to them, the only thing they think of is ChatGPT. But bear in mind that people are now working with generative AI. They're working with assistive AI. They're working with agentic AI. They're working with predictive AI when it comes to data analytics, intelligent automation, and personal AI. So 6 different categories of AI that demands are on people to engage with without training. That's where the mismatch comes in. A job spec from 2016 that talks about certain tasks, those tasks have been replaced.
So the tech department introduce all of these things and the HR department doesn't make any provision for training.
The tech department may implement them. The finance team might implement them. The operations team might implement them. And then they're landed on people. And a lot of the time, the training is minimal.
Donal O'Donoghue, Managing Director at Sanderson, thank you very much for joining us. Coming up...
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.